It's the Mike Calton Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. If you're looking to sell your home, you need to contact Jeff Borum and the folks at Team Borum, Keller Williams. They can get rid of your home. They sold 154 homes in the last year. And right now, people are clamoring to buy homes. People are moving here from different states. People are unhappy with where they live, and they want to try something new. And, you know, Florida is always a destination for people to come, but they're coming now fast, and this is the time where you can get the most from your home. You're able to sell it. Jeff and his team sold 154 homes last year. The average agent sells 4. But it's not whether or not they could sell it. It's how much they can get for it. They can maximize your sale of your home. They can get you the most money. The average person is going to get you an average price, but Team Borum will get you the most money for your home. And they know how to do it right because they invest in marketing. They are on a whole different level than the average agent in the greater Tampa Bay area. They'll spend thousands on marketing each month to get your home sold fast and in front of the most people and get it done for the most money possible. And they also do virtual tours and all that stuff so people from out of state could check it out. People who are afraid of COVID could check it out. And they can get it out there. And imagine you're like, hey, I got my home estimated for $250,000 to sell. And Borum's like, oh, yeah, right. It's an average price. But right now, you could probably get $280 or $290. Or we got some really desperate people who want to get out of here quick, probably pay way more than that. That's what you need to know. You need to have an agent who knows what they're doing. 813-344-4287. That's 813-344-4287 or jeffborham.com. That's B-O-R-H-A-M. Now, if you're in a position where you need to sell your home, you know, you need to call them right away. But if you're looking to buy a home, they can get you in your dream home as well. And if you have a home and you're looking to rent it, if you're like, hey, I don't know if we want to get rid of it right now, but we want to get out there and look around and we want to rent a home for a while, they do it all. They could buy your home. They could rent your home. They could sell your home. Whatever you need, Team Borum will take care of it. 813-344-4287 or jeffborum.com. These folks, they want to be in your life. They want to help you with this home. They want to help you with your next home. They want to help you if you're thinking about investment homes. But give them a call today. Tell them you heard me talking about it. 813-344-4287 or jeffborum.com. That's who you're going to have to call when you have to sell Whore Island. When Spanish finally grows up and he moves out of Whore Island, you're going to have to call Borum and be like, well, there's a pergola in the back, some stray cats, and a ghost that live here. What can you do for me?
Cat goes with the house.
Well, that's what I say. Usually the cat should go with Spanish, to be honest with you. You should kick them both out. Yeah.
The cat loves me more.
Have you taken it to the vet, or did you like talk to the owner? And do they know that it's your cat now? Because wasn't it someone else's cat?
Don't
oh, you stole the cat?
What are you doing?
Cat thieves.
Oh, what are you doing, narc?
Oh, my God. You said it on air. That's the only reason why I know that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Wonderful family that used to have a cat that lives by us. I don't know what Carmen is talking about.
I have no idea.
Wow.
Man, that wow. She has been ours. We had her as a kitten. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she found us after a hurricane, Irma. And, yeah, we took her to the vet then.
Okay.
But, you know.
That's good.
Yeah.
She's helping. You stole a family's cat.
Nope.
Why couldn't you steal my cat?
I would love to steal your cat. The cat came to us and just kept coming around. We didn't steal it. We don't even, you know, she comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I don't know whether you know this or not. If you feed a cat, it's going to stay there.
It was looking for food.
That's how Spanish got there.
Yeah, that's how I usually trap all my girlfriends, is to feed them. But she was looking for food, and she wouldn't even, you know, come up to us once upon a time. And obviously her other family wasn't giving her enough love and attention. Michael, did you get a haircut? It looks great.
Don't try to slide that in.
Now you know that
I'm trying to trap a cat right now.
What? We didn't trap it.
Well, I need to take mine to the vet because it needs to be neutered.
I saw your video where you're feeding that cat.
Yeah, I went.
Don't get attached to it.
I am.
Oh boy,
I love it.
Whose cat is it, Carmen?
Yeah, whose cat did you steal, Carmen?
I didn't steal anyone's cat. It was left. Like I live kind of like, you know, the back of my house is kind of like that woodsy area.
Yep. Uh-huh. For those creeps who want to sneak in, go ahead.
Yeah, basically. But so there's been a lot of stray cats in our like in my neighborhood lately, and this one just happened to like always appear when I arrived home. And I felt bad. And it's really skinny. And it's, you know, and it's just a little baby.
Oh, boy.
And so I fed it once.
Humane Society will come and capture it and give it shots and clean it up and then re-release and neuter it or spay it or whatever and then re-release it.
Back to me?
I'll come get it.
I want it. It's just because...
Yeah, but can you keep it? Will your roommate let you keep a
cat?
Well,
I'll keep it outside. It'll be an outside cat.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like...
Cats are the best.
But, like, I'd give it a house outside for it to have a place to stay.
Buy a dollhouse? Or what are you
going to do? And what are you going to do when it gets to be 40 degrees at night?
I mean, if I have to, I'll sneak it in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Sometimes the feral cats go nuts when they get inside. They go crazy.
Well, that's why I want to get it neutered first, because they say that will calm it down a lot. But, like, it won't go near anybody else, but, like...
Carmen, I woke up this morning and I found a flea in my bed.
Who is that?
That's your roommate.
No, where is she from?
Mars.
You can't just take a cat that's out there, Carmen.
Yeah.
Why?
Joe?
You can't. That's
it's not anyone's cat. I didn't steal it from a
thievery.
Family.
There's been thievery. Yep.
It was outside. It was under a truck, and I gave it some tuna because it was hungry. And now, every time I come home, it comes outside and just sits there like, bitch, where's my food? But I keep moving the food closer and closer.
Carmen does the same thing.
I look in the mirror every time. But I keep moving the food closer and closer, and it keeps coming a little closer. But on Sunday, I tried to pick it up, and it freaked out. And
you just got to give it some time. She chose you already. That cat chose you. It's just a matter of time before she lets you.
It's him.
All right, are we done with cat talk?
It's a boy. His name's Oscar.
I stopped listening to him, too.
What?
It's a Mike Kelter Show Death Pool Update.
All right. So there has been an emergency pick, and it was not Rush Limbaugh, and it was not... Who was the other person you said, Mike?
Can you tell me who made the pick?
Super agent Tony Burton.
Ooh.
No, here we go.
Who is currently in first place with 281 points, followed by Mike, who has 213. Then Gio, who is right behind him with 207. Spanish jumping up into fourth place, 133 points.
You.
Then I have 127. And Carmen right now in last with 90 points. Tony Burton has picked Tom Parker from the group The Wanted.
What is it, Colonel Tom Parker?
No, it is not Colonel Tom Parker. It is the singing group The Wanted, which I
don't even know The Wanted.
Saw this, and
I saw this story, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though you go, I don't really know The Wanted. The Wanted actually played here in the
green room.
Green room, yeah.
A lot of crap bands have played there. Yeah.
But they also have on Spotify their number one song is Glad You Came, which has 359,815,000 plays.
You would know it if you played it.
No, yeah, here, I'll...
He's a singer?
I'll play... Yeah, it's like a group. It's a...
All right, this will be the determining factor. Yes,
the stars come out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't matter whether you...
That guy with a sweet voice is going to die?
So one of the guys, Tom Parker, has an inoperable brain tumor.
So, but it's not the singer?
No, they're all singing. It's like a singing group. So like a boy band.
He's married to Kelsey Hardwick?
Yes.
The actress?
Who's that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just read it.
I don't know what she's in.
I feel like he could do better.
Who, him?
Yeah, he's better.
The guy with the brain tumor?
Yeah, well, not now. But
yeah, I mean, that's a losing battle, right?
He could have done better than her. He's really good looking.
Oh, my God.
What?
They have a baby together.
Yeah, well, that's probably why.
Maybe Spanish will steal it.
Yeah, I will. Give me enough time, Gavin. I'll take
food
that
out.
Don't steal babies.
I'll lure it in.
Help for a baby.
Kelsey Hardwick. Let me look and see what she's been in. No, a bunch of dumb movies we haven't seen.
She sounds like a Hallmark actress.
No, she's been in The Interceptor, Legacy, He Who Dares.
Oh.
If anybody said name the members of The Wanted before.
Oh, not in a million years.
Yeah,
exactly.
But he's still famous.
Yeah, it shouldn't be voted in.
Yeah, I think it should.
We don't know his name. We don't know his name or who he is, but he's famous.
But we don't know a lot of people's names who are famous.
Right.
We don't know who they are.
I've realized over time that the term celebrity is very, very loose in this game.
Yeah, I think we have to. Next year, it has to be, I want to pick this person. And if anybody goes, who, then it's out.
But also, we have to realize that we're getting older. And
there's a huge age gap. Like, there's a lot of people that you guys know.
People who are famous to a lot of the people in the world aren't famous to us because we're old now.
Mm.
Like Charli D'Amelio, you guys didn't know who that was when I brought it up. And she's got a billion likes on TikTok. A billion.
That's
So it's just, it's us. I think as long as we run it by the group and we all keep the integrity of the game, we'll be fine.
So he has Tom Parker, and he's in the lead, and that's going to be a lot of points if he dies before the end of the year.
Yeah.
70 points.
It's a good pick for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year is when they start. Next year, there's a couple of hot to go guys already.
Hot to go.
Yeah. Oh, hold on 1 second, please.
Oh.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Yep, send him in. Thank you. All right, bye. I just wanted you to hear that live. That is the beginning. And I was wrong, by the way. It's 150-inch screen, not 120.
Oh, yeah.
I was off by 30 inches. They have arrived. We may, if we take off Friday and Sunday, maybe we'll have movie night at my house on Sunday.
That would be
awesome.
You
watch Borat 2?
Oh, yeah.
Borat 2, subsequent movie film?
Will you watch Moe's movie in your new theater?
No, I don't want to poison the theater.
Mike, just so you know, you have 2 days remaining on your called your shot, Bob Dole.
2 days?
Yeah.
Subtract 10.
Come on, Bob Dole. Go skiing. Oh.
And I have 2 days on Ric Flair.
Woo!
Gio has 15 days remaining on Bobby Bowden.
Bobby Bowden got out of the hospital.
Bobby rebounding. Well. Rebounding Bowden. Did you guys know that Dazed and Confused was Matthew McConaughey's first movie?
Did not know that.
No.
During the commercial break, he was on Fox News, and I just flicked the volume on to watch it, and I did not know that that was his first movie.
Hmm.
I thought he had done other stuff, but I guess not.
How old was he in there?
That's what I'm saying. And also, have you ever seen a movie he made in 2012 called Mud?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good movie.
I'd never even heard of it. They asked him at the end of the interview, they said, out of all of your movies, which one is your favorite? And he said, I'd have to say Mud.
What's it about?
And he said, Mud would be the kind of movie my dad would have put his arm around me and said, this is a good movie. We need to go see this. And then I went and watched the trailer for Mud. And it looks awesome. I can't believe I never even heard of this movie.
Yeah,
it was about a fugitive who is hiding out on an island on a river, and some kids go to that island and find him, and they help him try to escape.
Yeah, I thought it was up for some awards.
It won a bunch of awards at the Cannes Film Festival, but I never even heard of it before.
So Dazed and Confused was his first movie, but not his first acting role. He was in an Unsolved Mysteries in 1992. He was also in Trisha Yearwood video.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea when Matthew McConaughey came into my life, but I can't imagine Dazed and Confused was the first one. I don't think I saw that live in like theater, so I probably just watched that later in life.
Yeah, it just seems like he was already around.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
Plus, he did look old in that movie.
I thought he was in his 30s in that movie.
That's his charm, though. He just feels like a guy that you know.
He looks old and young at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever seen that meme where it was like, my grandparents said they met this guy at the bar and came home with him, and now they're best friends, and it's Matthew McConaughey just sitting on their grandfather's couch.
Yeah. What is that?
Drinking a beer.
Yeah.
It's like a meme that went around. They were like, my grandparents or my uncle and aunt told me they met this guy at the bar and said he was famous. They had no idea who it was. And they sent him a picture, and it ended up being Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
And he just went to this couple's house and was drinking a couple beers with them.
Now, the guy on the... If you pause that, Joe, right there, pause the scene that you're watching. The guy on the far left is Buster Poindexter.
I love
Then there's Matthew McConaughey.
But that's not...
No. And then Tim Lincecum all the way on the right, the Major League Baseball pitcher. Like, all those guys look like somebody else. My wife is on her Peloton every day. And she likes to go to ride with certain trainers, I guess they are. Riders? I don't know. Right. What do they call them?
I don't know.
And there's one guy, I think his name is Cody. He's super gay, and he's, you know, plays good music, and he's super pumped up while he does it, and a lot of people seem to like him. I've even heard them make references to him and other news channels and stuff. Now she's watching a different guy, and I can hear it loud and clear from the living room when I sit in the living room because it's so loud in the other room. And this guy's, like, offering... He's doing the ride, and he's offering, like... sex advice while he's riding. Mm. Like, or I should say relationship advice. And I sit down and I hear, okay, that's good. Keep it going. All right, we're going to do this. Resistance 5. Come on now. And I hear the music playing. And then he goes, now remember, if you're going to be in a threesome, be the guest in the threesome.
What?
So you can always leave. And I go, what in the sweet hell is going on in that room? I got up and I walked in there and she's like, what's up? I'm like, what's up? This guy's in here talking about threesomes. And she's like, oh, yeah, he takes questions and stuff and does, like, couples therapy. While he's doing. I go, what are we talking about here? Ride the goddamn bike. That's all you're supposed to be doing in here.
No, she's learned how to do a threesome.
I don't need her coming out and being like, hey, I learned this on the Peloton. Let's try this. I don't want this guy teaching my... Imagine that was my daughter. I'd be losing my mind right now.
Oh, yeah, that'd be weird.
I'm just saying, if you people weren't aware that that's going on the Peloton... Just know. Nicole, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
Well, you know, I'm getting a new roof on Friday, and I wanted to see if you guys are coming out.
Absolutely. We're coming out?
Yeah, I'm doing the shingles.
Yeah, me and Galvin will tar it up.
Yep.
Yes, I expect hot, sweaty men on my roof. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, well, then we'll send some there? Other people.
I mean, we could bring the sweaty all day.
Damn.
I expect nothing less. Well, Tom had told me you guys might come out, and I just didn't know if you had been told at all by Walsh that we were doing it on Friday, and I wanted to get a head count because I'm having a party. So.
Nicole is the one who won the roof from Walsh Roofing. Now, what city do you live in?
In Brandon.
Ooh, you're not making this easy for us.
Well, I have beer.
Can we come, like, after it's done and celebrate it? And we're like, hey, new roof.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Do you think beer is a hard-to-come-by item?
No, but free beer and free food are always fun.
Wow.
If you were like, why don't you try it? Like, if you were like, well, the weird thing is that we can't go in my bedroom because the roof is being done over there, so I have no way to get my clothes, so I'll be naked the whole day. Then we'd be like, oh, where's Brandon's not far? You know, that's a little bit more enticing.
Well, you never know. Things might get crazy.
All right. I like the way you think. Well, look, at least let's start with the roof. I can guarantee you that we probably won't be there, but there will be a bunch of hot, sweaty Mexican men that will be there.
Perfect. Yeah. That's fine with me.
Well, good. I'm glad that that's starting, and I'm glad you're getting a new roof.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's why I was just calling to see if you guys were part of it. I need a head count, trying to get a food count. So I have enough beer, enough food, and enough party for everybody.
Two things. We work on Friday, and I can't imagine that I'm...
Maybe.
Leaving here and driving to Brandon. And then two, Carmen, the director of leisure activity and vacations, may actually have us off this weekend, so we may be out of town. But I don't know. Call us Friday morning. We'll see how it goes if we're here.
All that being said, okay, it's a no good. For me.
It's a no.
You want a carpool, Galvin?
Thank you. No.
They have beer, Galvin.
Yeah. Yeah,
beer and food.
Oh.
Thank you, Nicole. Good luck.
She's gone.
Okay. I mean, it was a sweet lady. She was just
very nice, and good luck with your roof, and that's awesome that you won. But
thank you for the
stack
invite.
Up the Budweiser and some Jimmy John's, and maybe we'll talk.
Ooh. You should invite her to movie night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fine. She can come here. I'm against the drive. I'm not against going to her house. If she was like, I happen to live in Land O'Lakes, I'd be like, cool, I'll swing by. I don't know. It's far. What'd she say? Bradenton? Brandon.
Brandon.
Both equally as far. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. What's up, Timmy?
What's up, Mike? How you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
Not much. Hey, I'm just, I'm at work listening to conversation, and it made me think of a great Halloween costume idea for Carmen.
All right. Let's, before you answer, let's go around the room. Will this be a great idea, Galvin, yes or no?
No.
Carmen?
No.
Spanish?
Oh, this is going to be great.
Gio?
No way.
Pep?
I got high hopes for this guy.
I do, too. I do, too.
It's right, split right down the middle.
Yeah, all right. Tim, what is your great idea for a Halloween costume for Carmen?
Carmen should be a cat burglar.
Boo.
Well, let him finish. Let him finish.
No, that was it. I thought Galvin.
Oh, because she steals cats.
That sounded like a Galvin joke to me.
She steals cats.
I make funny jokes, Tim.
Cat burglar.
Yeah.
And I didn't steal the cat. Right.
By the way, just so we're all aware, I thought of that joke whenever we were talking about that and passed on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
much like Nicole's invite, that's going to be no for me.
I appreciate his joke.
Yeah.
I thought it was all right.
All right. Let's save it, and you can use it on the next happy hour.
No, because I'm doing stand-up comedy the first week of November.
Oh, yeah.
Gio.
I might be
excited. Gio loves
Gio, you're not allowed to
number
go.
Number one fan.
What? Gio's not allowed to go because you make me feel self-conscious and unfun.
That is complete garbage. I literally, when you walked off stage, I gave you nothing but praise instantly, right there in the moment.
But then on the show in front of millions of people, you were like mediocre at best.
You David Crosby'd him. You're mad.
Yeah, you mad me.
Subjective. That's not what happened. I'm looking
Spanish,
for
ask him again right now.
Gio, what do you think of Mike's comedy? Did it make you laugh?
It made me laugh, yeah. Absolutely.
No, see, again, you're like, yeah, technically I laughed.
Yeah.
Absolutely I laughed.
And how bad he did.
I had one whole chuckle for Mike.
Mike did a great job. I'm looking forward to seeing his performance again.
Oh,
so I can
lies.
Fail and you can mock me again.
He looked up and to the left. You could tell he's lying. Up and to the left, liar.
Mark Norman was great that night. It was great. It was a great night
right.
of comedy.
Pointing out other
Michael
people.
Was great.
Yeah. Mark was great.
Yeah, Mark was great.
Stage full of stars.
Mike, you got a great new haircut.
Listen to me. I got my haircut, and you were off that day. I got my haircut on Thursday, and you're off on Friday.
Oh.
And I looked in the mirror that morning when I was brushing my teeth, and I go, this is going to be the first time I ever miss Spanish because he's not going to say nice haircut.
You do have very nice hair. I like it. It looks good on you.
Oh, thank you.
Sincere.
No.
Okay, so on Wednesday, November 4th, we're going to be doing a live show at Sidesplitters, the first live anything we've done in 2020. We're going to be out there with my buddy Robert Kelly. Robert Kelly and I do a podcast every day called Calta and Kelly. And we're going to be doing that podcast on stage at Side Splitters in front of a live audience that is already over halfway sold out. And comedians Joe Russell and Mike Suarez are going to be performing that night. And then we're going to do the podcast. We'll have some stuff to give away. We'll do some we'll have some interviews, some celebrities, you know, that kind of stuff. And then Bobby Kelly will be doing comedy on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I will be with him on Thursday and Friday. So that is happening the first weekend of November. You need to go to sidesplitterscomedy.com to get your tickets for the live show and to go see Bobby if you'd like. I went and looked at Bobby's shows. They're already selling out. So if you're thinking about going to see Bobby Kelly that weekend at Sidesplitters, I would get your tickets now. I don't wait to walk up to the door because it's selling out pretty quick. Tim Dillon is there this week. Now, I would like to, if we work on Friday, I would like to bring Tim Dillon into the home studio.
I'll have to check, but I don't know if we can do that.
Well, we can. It's not your department. Your department of leisure and vacation. I was saying, just let me know if we're on or off so I can invite Tim Dillon on Thursday or Friday.
I will let you know.
Sweet Jesus.
What? You give me a director job. I'm directing here.
Cat burglar. See, that's how you deliver it.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I might be using that on Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, cat burglar.
Mm-hmm. Spanish, did you get the email that I sent you at the beginning of the show?
Of course I did, and I already reached out about it.
It was my bad because I was supposed to remind you about it, but...
It's okay. As soon as I got the email, I reached out.
Don't say anything on the air because I don't want to ruin it.
Okay? What is it?
Don't. I just said. You're director of hearing impaired.
Yes.
Okay, good. So, what was I talking about? Comedy.
Yeah.
Side Splitters Comedy.
You're not funny. Wait, what?
All right.
Oh.
From Gio. That's what Gio said.
No, I've never said that.
He didn't say it.
Took a turn.
Never. You just said it.
Never.
Said it without saying it.
You screamed it like you were dying to say it for so long.
I was the only person that took time out of my daily life to go watch you do comedy.
Yeah,
two shows.
They have alcohol.
Save for two shows.
Two shows. Yeah.
Your daily life.
No,
you just went to a different bar.
He was my friend, and he stood by me and made me feel confident about getting on stage.
See, that's what you think, but when
even
he
if it was only
us,
to tear me apart when he got on the air. What? What did he
tell
you?
Us, yeah, what he told us was he stayed and watched the first show, and it was so not funny that he was hoping that the second show was funnier, only to be let down twice in one night. That's what
he
told us.
That, true. Yeah. I don't
he said,
that.
Oof, wowza.
Yep.
Not true. Not true.
He
all
said
lies.
That he said Mark Norman was very funny doing stand-up, but before him, some guy did a monologue. He was reading some sort of speech.
It was a great night, and I'm not going to let these jerks take it away from me.
Me either. Thank you, Gio. I'll be performing stand-up comedy on Thursday the 6th and Friday the 7th, along with Bobby, and an entire live show on the 4th, the day after the election. I will be there with my AK-47 in case there's any riots. Good?
Yeah,
good.
I'll be there with all my right. shotgun.
Are you going to go get that shotgun?
Sometime this week I want to go get it. I just haven't been able to find the time to go get it.
Maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, I would do tomorrow.
Okay. I don't know yet if I can go tomorrow, but I would like to.
Yeah,
maybe,
me too.
Maybe if we're off on Friday.
Oh.
Ooh.
How about that?
Oh. If we're off on Friday, then we can go together.
Oh, yes. Man. Carmen.
It's all coming together.
Carmen.
Come on.
Listen.
Carmajan.
I have to secure...
Karma Lama Ding Dong?
What?
Karma, 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 chameleon?
I have to secure a fill-in host for it to be this
Karma
week.
Miranda?
And if I do that, then we will have Friday and Monday off.
I love that you would rather find a fill-in host and put 4 hours into doing a best of.
Not 4 hours.
Two.
No, it would be four for 2 days.
Yeah, all right. So that's what I'm saying. You could do two now, and you could do two tomorrow.
Okay, if you want to do best of, I will do that. But you're the one who has the idea.
You're the director. You talk to your boss and figure out what you guys want to do.
Don't yell at the director.
I'm not yelling. I just
have
to speak.
It's not very leisurely of you.
Listen, just because you have a title now doesn't mean you could be insubordinate.
Lazy, lazy.
Yeah.
Really, Gio?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Did any of you ask Gio to help you out?
He can't.
He can't.
Why?
Because he doesn't have any audio editing capabilities from
Gio,
home.
Gio, I like the way you lie. I like the way you lie.
Yeah, I know he's lying. We all know.
Well, it's also I don't get paid, so, you know, kind of when the money runs out.
Mm.
We don't get paid for this. This is part
you
of
do?
Part of our job.
You're a salaried employee.
Oh, is that how that works?
Oh, might have to take your title away. All right, we got to take a break. I don't know. I don't know what goes on with you.
What?
I doubt your ability as a director.
To do
as a director of leisure.
Oh, listen,
leisurely.
I can direct leisurely activities all day.
Let me tell you about my friends at Super Heat and Air. You know Super Heat and Air? They have made this room so cold. It is so fantastic. I saw a meme yesterday that reminded me of me. It said, no matter how cold it is, how cold it is outside, somebody will still be sleeping with a fan on. And I said, yeah, that is totally me. I have two fans in my room when I sleep. Does anybody else do that?
No, just
no.
One.
I have one at the face and one at the body.
Ugh.
Yeah. Well, I like it to be, I like it to be cold. Oh, right on the stand next to me. That's why I always put chapstick on, because I don't want my lips to dry out. Trying to keep my head cold, Carmen, so I don't sweat at night and get zits on my neck.
What is going on with you?
My pillows are very comfortable and my
wash
head
them.
No, they're clean, but my head sinks into the pillows.
Okay.
And then I get comfortable and I want to lay there, and then it gets hot because I don't move and it starts getting sweaty under my neck and I get little sweat pimples on the back of my neck. It's gross.
Oh,
so what I'm
doesn't
saying
doesn't sound
is,
gross at all.
No? Okay. Surprising. Super Heat and Air, if you would like to have them come out to your home, whether you need AC service or like me, where you have an emergency on a Saturday afternoon, early evening, where you're watching Mean Girls and you realize it's a little bit hot in here. And then you go and look at your air conditioning and it says that every room is 77 degrees when it's normally a 69. And you go, something's wrong. So I picked up the phone and I called Superheat and Air. And within 45 minutes, they had somebody at my house. This guy's like, take me to the air handler. Took him to the air handler. He took the panel off and boom, there it was. The block of ice that took down the Titanic. It froze over my machine. He took out a pick. He got a bucket. He chipped all the ice off. He got it warmed up. He filled it with Freon or whatever gas they take. And he put it back together. And before you know it, it was nice and cool in my house again. That's what they do. 24 hours, 7 days a week. It is super heat and air. I always tell you to write the phone number down, but you won't. But just remember the little guy in a cape, little super guy, superheatandair.com. You can call him, 813-993-1241. Or you could simply go to superheatandair.com and you could book your appointment right there online. You could see all the services that they do, both commercial and residential. And if you have an emergency, they are there for you 24 hours, 7 days a week. It is super heat and air. Tell them Mike Calta sent you. We will take a quick break. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening.